Having expressed the more transcendent ideas of enlightenment, now we get to the nitty-gritty. You've learned the emphasis that you can place on what you can control, behavior. And I want to suggest that behavior precedes awakening. Fake it till you make it. Work from the outside in rather than trying to work from the inside out. Most inner traditions, they try to work on their inside so finally they can see the world, experience it as an enlightened being. I suggest you practice enlightenment by acting enlightened. This is a tricky area. For example, are you only pretending? Maybe you're only pretending. Isn't that fake to walk around pretending to be enlightened? Sure, you're pretending. You're pretending like a shy child who pretends to be brave and confident as he asks a girl to dance at the school dance. You're pretending like a terrified soldier who shows heroism on the battlefield. Sure, you're pretending. But you're not going around saying to people, I am enlightened. It doesn't make you enlightened any more than saying I'm a pineapple makes you a pineapple. You don't talk about it. You just ask yourself, how would an enlightened being act? You're not here to contact your higher self. You're here to become it. What would your higher self do in a certain situation? If you had mastered all the 12 gateways, how would you behave? That's how you behave. If you were Jesus, how would you behave? If you were Buddha, Muhammad, Krishna, Moses, how would you behave? You begin to role model. Enlightenment is as enlightenment does. Some people would beg to differ. But how do you act enlightened? How do you act with kindness if you don't feel that way? Try acting. We're all actors, aren't we? You are an experienced actor. Life has been your training. The only thing is, you've only played one role. You've been typecast as yourself. Why not play another role? Don't you sometimes get tired of the same old role, day in, day out? So take on another role. Let's say you had an assignment from a movie studio to play the role of a police officer, male or female. What would you do to prepare for that role? Wouldn't you go study police officers? Because you're role modeling here. You're observing, you're learning about people, then you can take on, you don't become a caricature that way. Because, you know, caricatures of enlightened beings are sort of like Kwai Chang Kane on Kung Fu. You know, they're supposed to act, grasshopper. They're supposed to move slowly and act. No, not necessarily. They can act normally, like everybody. Well, you don't want to be a caricature of an enlightened being. Everybody finds that a little obnoxious. We call it the stink of enlightenment. No, you want to be real. You want to really get into the character. So you would hang out with police officers, drive around with them in the back of the car. You'd talk with them. You'd notice what clothing they wear off duty, where they go, learn about their relationships. You'd learn everything you can to get a flavor for that so you could take it in and then really become like a police officer, take on that experience, even though you haven't been trained in that way. Well, that's one thing, but how do you role model an enlightened being? How do you know who's enlightened? Or in what moment they're enlightened? They say in the traditions it's good to hang out with acknowledged enlightened masters because you can learn a lot at a subconscious level through role modeling. But some of those enlightened masters turn out sometimes to be not quite as enlightened. They just have a lot of charisma and a lot of followers. So it's hard to know who's enlightened. The person sitting next to you might be and not telling you. Very difficult to know the level of somebody's practice. You know, people come to me and say, Dan, I'm really discovering spiritual life, but my spouse is way behind. You know, they tell me that. And they say, they don't read any spiritual books like I do. You know, they don't know anything about angels. And I go, well, that's because they're already way ahead. They don't need to read all that stuff now. You never know. You never know. So how do you model an enlightened being? Well, as it happens, you already know all the qualities of enlightened beings, don't you? For example, is an enlightened being expansive or contracted? Yeah, they're expansive. Is an enlightened being, would they smile or frown more, probably? Probably. Are they tense or relatively relaxed? Sure. We could go on and on. Are they kind or cruel? We could go on and on and on. You have within you, because it's you too. You have within you the archetype, the template, the essence, the prototype of an enlightened being right now. You know exactly how to role model an enlightened being. So how do you do it? Well, let's say again, back to the movie set. You've been hired. They said, yeah, you did such a good job doing that police officer that now we'd like you to play the role of an enlightened being. And what they're going to have you do, the first scene, you're going to walk into a room. You're going to walk through a group of people, step up to a small group, and say a few words to them. As an enlightened being, that's the first scene. So you've done your role modeling, you've checked out, enlightened being, you have a sense of it.